Now, according to the Bhagavad Gita, the word Sankhya is used to indicate all that I have described so far. The idea that Purusha is not multiple but one. According to Vedantic Sankhya, which is the Gita Sankhya, Purusha is one, not many. Therefore, it is called monistic. Not dualistic, but monistic. So, Bhagavad Gita Sankhya is monistic. Vedantic Sankhya is monistic. There is only one reality. Even the so-called Prakriti, which is regarded as separate from Purusha in the Sankhya, is, according to the Gita, is a power of Purusha himself. It is not something different from Prakriti, from Purusha. Prakriti is in itself the power of Purusha. And Prakriti, in regard to Prakriti, Purusha has four functions. In the case of Sankhya, as we understand normally, Purusha has only two functions. One is that it is drashta, it is a witness, and it is bhokta, it enjoys. It is also anumanta, it is also the one who gives sanction, but very passive. In the case of Bhagavad Gita Sankhya, which is Vedantic Sankhya, the Purusha is first of all Maheshwara. He is the Supreme Lord. So Prakriti is under the control and command of Purusha. He is Bharta. He is not only Maheshwara, but he is also Bharta. Bharta is the one who actually fills Prakriti with all its energy. Prakriti would be nothing if this Bharta, the Purusha, were not there. Purusha who fills. It is Purusha who husbands Prakriti. He is also bhokta, also anumanta. He also gives sanction, but not like Purusha of Sankhya, where Purusha gives sanction passively. In the Bhagavad Gita's view, Purusha is an active sanctioner. And he is also drashta, he also witnesses. Now these are some of the great statements of the Bhagavad Gita. What is the nature of Purusha? In one of the chapters, you will come across this very description very clearly. Drashta, Anumanta, Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshwara. In other words, Purusha, according to Bhagavad Gita, is Ishvara also. Purusha is also Brahman. According to Sankhya, as we understand it today, Purusha is not Brahman. Purusha is not Ishvara. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Purusha is at once Brahman, Purusha, Ishvara. And the energy, what is called Prakriti in the Bhagavad, in the Sankhya, ordinary Sankhya, the Sankhya as you understand it, is again threefold. It is the power of the Supreme, therefore is the Shakti. Prakriti is Shakti. Prakriti is Maya in the sense that it is that which measures the immeasurable, not in the sense of illusion. But in the original sense, the word Maya means that which measures. The original word is Ma. Ma mamati sa Maya. That which measures. The reality is all measure, is immeasurable. The immeasurable is being measured because all the forms that we see are all measurements. So the forms are brought out from immeasurable, and that is the function of Maya. So insofar as the energy of the Lord measures out from the immeasurable, she is also the Maya. She is also Prakriti in the sense that she is an obedient servant of the Purusha, or the Brahman, or Ishvara.